four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Good morning, Jesus. Thank you so much for waking us up to another beautiful day. We are so grateful to see another day made by you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, as we are getting ready to dive into your word, Father God, on this morning or this evening or wherever the many people are tuning in from, we are thankful for your word that you have in store for us. So we just pray, Lord, that you, Lord, will open up our hearts, mind, and soul to really hear your word that you have in store for us, Lord, to really understand what it is that you want us to take out from this message and apply to our life. I lift up our faithful listeners, Lord, that you, Lord, will continue to bless them, that you, Lord, will continue to move in their lives, that you, Lord, will continue to provide for whatever need they may be going through, Father God, because only you know. I don't know, but you know. So I am trusting and believing that you are going to do amazing works in their lives. So thank you, Jesus. I pray and ask, Lord, that you also will help me, Lord, that you decrease me, last but not least, and you increase in my life. Help me, Lord, as I am getting ready to share and preach your word on this morning and on this day, this beautiful day that you have made for us. Just give me the right words to say, that the words that will penetrate their hearts to really understand what it is that you want them to do, Father God. And just speak through me. Have your way through me, Father God. Have your way. I thank you so much, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Welcome back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Edifying Queens on this beautiful Friday here in California. This is your girl, last but not least, and I am so grateful, so blessed to be on here once again with you guys. Anyways, I am so grateful, and let's just go ahead and, you know, dive into our episode for this morning or this day, on this day. Oh my gosh, I don't know wherever you are tuning in, but it's been a beautiful day here in Cali. The other days it rained, and you know, we haven't had rain here in Cali, but I'm just so grateful for the small rain that we had on these past few days. If you can see from our title for today, I did title it Personal Development. Personal Development. And this, it's been an eye-opening for me, not just me, but my husband and I, to be here in California. You know, with us being here in California, it is a blessing to be here for my husband and I. And I can boldly say it with confidence that it is such a blessing to be here. Even though it took us almost 2 going on 3 years to finally realize why God put us here. You know, we are truly grateful and thankful that he opened our eyes to see it for ourselves, because in the beginning we couldn't quite figure out or quite understand why he put us here. It is crazy. But the other day, my husband and I were just talking, and we were just talking about, you know, life in general, and how God works in so many mysterious ways. And one of the topics that, you know, came up was about us moving away from one of the most beautiful places on earth, you know, Hawaii, to be here in California. We have always wondered, why God? Like, why would you do such a thing? Like, why would you move us away from our friends, away from most of our family members? Like, why here? Why here? But God, He speaks and He works in so many mysterious ways. And I am just so grateful that He, you know, He opened our eyes to see the needs here in Cali. And one of the things that a few scriptures that came to our mind was the first one is found in Psalms 37 verse 23. It says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way." The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. And then Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And you know, before California, we really had a whole plan about what we want to do, like what we thought our life is going to be. Like, it was crazy to just kind of look back and see, like, the work of God's work in our life, you know, like just the footprint of how He guide us through where we are right now. And Jeremiah, many of us know the scriptures, but Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Y'all, this is our place. This is my place of development. To get down to the nitty-gritty, to really understand the person that God is developing me into. Because, you know, God has a purpose for each and every one of us. He has a purpose and a place that He wants us to live out. And it may not happen today or tomorrow. Like I said, it took us almost 3 years to realize. So don't beat yourself up if you can't quite figure out what it is that God is calling you to do. You know, instead ask God to open your eyes to see where He wants you to join Him at work. You know, there are so many ways to offer your service, so many ways to join Him at work. And a few months ago, we had a guest speaker at our local church. And one of the things she said that stuck out to me was this. She said, "If you can't quite figure out what your gift is, join the ministry of help at your local church." Many times, we don't think about how important the ministry of help is because they're always in the back. You know, they're always in the background doing all the hard work, but they actually are the ones making big moves, y'all. They are the one making big moves. If you really think about it, they are the ones that make things happen. And the word in Acts chapter 6 says, when the ministry of help functions properly, the church prospers. And that's what the word says. So the ministry of help is important. And they are always needing help, y'all. They are always needing help. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, it says, "But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers." This is Jesus' 12 disciples. "They said, 'We apostles,'" talking about themselves, "'should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word.'" And everyone liked this idea. So they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip; Prochorus; Nicanor; Timon; Parmenas; and Nicholas of Antioch, and early converted to the Jewish faith. These 7 men were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they lay their hands on them. So God's message, here it is, God's message continued to spread, and the number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. The ministry of help is important, y'all. It is so important that when everything is working properly, the church will prosper. The church will prosper. So if you haven't quite figured out what it is, or what your gift is, or your calling is, I encourage you to offer your service in the ministry of help at your local churches. And if you don't have a church, a home church, I encourage you to find one near you. But make sure that they are teaching the truth. Always revert back to the word. That's how you can know if they are or doing it truthfully or not. So God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And if we can't quite figure out what it is, let us not sit still and do nothing. You hear me? Let's not just sit and do nothing. You know, we're human, and in our human nature, we want to know and get to it straight away. But we probably won't get there by going in a straight line. That's for sure. We can't expect to know it right away and think that everything should go according to plan. If we do that, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Remember, it took God's own chosen people 40 years in the wilderness to get to the promised land. So be patient, y'all. Be patient. And don't just be patient, but also open your eyes to the many opportunities around you in order for you to offer your service. But be patient. Patience is a preeminent virtue needed in order to reach our purposes in life. And even though life and the process of, you know, development may come with personal disappointments, as we wished we were further along, remember that hope does not disappoint. Detours disappoint momentarily, though, but when we allow them to produce hope, God promises that hope will not disappoint. And in order for us to arrive at an authentic hope in our spirit. We have to accept the detours in our lives. God is using the delays and detours in our lives to develop us for what or where He is taking us. And it also tells us in the Word, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, and I'm going to be reading off from the Passion Translation. It says, "But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance will refine our character, and proven character leads us back to hope. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This means that life is not always going to be smooth or perfect, y'all. But when we do go through those difficulties in our lives, we are not to give up. Instead, we must rejoice. And I know it sounds silly, but that's what the Word of God is telling us to do. We know that our God is the God of truth. So when He tells us something to do, know that He means well. So remember to rejoice, not because we enjoy going through difficulties in our lives, but we know that when we endure through them all, our God is going to turn them around for our good. God will use life's difficulties and Satan's attack, like I said before, to build our character. These difficulties will develop our perseverance, which in turn will strengthen our character and deepen our trust in God. And not only that, but it gives us a greater confidence about the future. So I encourage you to push through whatever it is that you are going through. I encourage you to push through them all, and also rejoice in whatever it is that you are going through. You're not alone in this, you guys. If you need someone to talk to or to encourage you along the way, we are here. We are here for you. And this is the reason why we do what we do, because we are here. We are in this together. So please feel free to reach out to us. You guys have our information on our bio. So look us up, email us. Even if you want to, talk, we can email us, and we will try our best to get, to be able to communicate with you in a way. We love to hear from you. We are in this together. So don't think that you are alone in this. Okay? All right. Another thing that helps me in my personal development with God is found in Romans chapter 12. This is one of my favorite chapter in the book of Romans. And it says, starting verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters," and I am reading out from the NIV version, it says, "in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will." What does this mean, to offer our living, what does this mean to offer our bodies as living sacrifice to God? Well, guys, it's so simple. It sounds simple, but it is not. It's not. It's hard, but we can do it with the help of the Holy Spirit, which is in us. It means that when we wake up every day, we take upon ourselves His cross and follow His will daily, meaning laying aside our own desires to follow Him, putting all of our energy and resources at His disposal and trusting Him to guide us. We have to stop following what this world is doing or what this world is, it's a lot to just taking at once, but we have to stop following what this world is doing and start doing what the Word of God is telling us to do. We may stand out from the rest of this world, but that's what our Heavenly Father wants us to do. To stand out from the rest of this world. We are to set apart from the rest of this world. We are to set apart for God, to set apart for Him, to be holy like Him. So don't feel discouraged if you can't fit in to what this world is going through or with what your friend is going through or what your friends are doing. You are doing good. You are doing good. Be different. Be different. Be that light in this world, because this world needs us to step out and be that light. God said that if we step out in faith, He will do the rest. So just trust and believe and follow His instructions. Reading on in verse 3, it says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We all have different gifts according to the grace given to us, to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." And it goes down to number 9. But before we move on, it says that many of us have different gifts, but when we recognize those gifts and come together to build up the body of Christ, everything will work functionally. You hear me? It will not work if you are doing it by yourself. We have to work this thing called life together. To be a Christian is not meant for you to be on your own. We all have to work together. If you think back in the Old Testament, right? Most of the apostles and the believers in Christ, they always do things together. And that's because, you know, like, they need one another. It's too much to take on one person. Like, we have to do this thing together. We cannot do it on our own. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It goes on in verse 9. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. There it goes again. If we don't know what it is that we are called to do, we are to practice hospitality. Be able to lend a hand to the many people around you that are in need. Be able to bless them if you are able to. It says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. As simple as that. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. All of these things, y'all, we do it on a daily basis. That is why I'm so grateful to the Word of God, God's love letter to us, because it is a good reminder to study it daily, on a daily basis, to refresh our mind on a daily basis. Verse 17 says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear brothers, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Do you guys hear that? That our Father will pay. Oh, Jesus. Maybe I should. But it says that we have to be able to leave room for God's wrath. If we are if somebody is doing evil to us, it says that we don't even need to dirty our hands. Y'all hear that? Our Father will do it for us. It says that it is His to avenge. He will repay, says the Lord. Verse 21 says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Y'all, Jesus, thank you for the reminder. We have to overcome evil by doing good, y'all. Imagine what this world would be. The numbers of. Just imagine if we all overcome evil by doing good. Do you think the number of people that are in jail would decrease? I think it will. Because if we give in to what the devil wants us to do, it's just keeping us away from our Heavenly Father, and it's just keeping us away. It makes us to follow what He wants us to do, what Satan wants us to do. But God, on the other hand, it says that when somebody is doing evil to you, we don't even need to do that, because He can do it for us. He will repay it on our behalf. Instead, we are to do good, We are to overcome that, overcome evil with good. And where does good come from? Good comes from the Word of God. That is why it's so important that we have, as believers and as followers of Christ, need to be in the Word of God on a daily basis. We cannot do this thing called life without the Word of God in our lives, our daily life. You guys hear me? It will not work. It will not work. So, three things that always keep me on my toes is love, faith, and hope. You know, these are three things that should be at the heart of every Christian. Our relationship with God begins with faith, right? Which helps us realize that we are delivered from our past by Christ's death. Hope, on the other hand, grows as we learn all that God has in mind for us. It gives us the promise of the future. And God's love fills our lives and gives us the ability to reach out to one another. Faith, hope, and love are like the key that we as followers of Christ need to possess on a daily basis. And one last scripture that I want to share with you guys before we, you know, go our separate ways is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, I pray with great faith for you, because I'm fully convinced that the one who began this gracious work in you will faithfully continue the process of maturing you until the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is my prayer for each and every one of you, that with the work that you are doing for our Heavenly Father, I pray that you do not give up on it, but that you will graciously work it all with your whole heart, faithfully, that you will continue doing so until the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is my prayer for you. So hang in there. Again, if you need to talk to someone, feel free to reach out to us, because we are in this together. We want to be there for you. You are not alone, and this is the reason why we're doing what we're doing. Again, I thank you guys so much for being here. I just pray that you learn something on this day, and that you go as we go our separate ways, you will be able to apply to your life what God is calling you to do. Again, thank you so much, and I appreciate each and every one of us. The Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon each and every one of you. The Lord bless you. And He gives you peace. I love you with the love of the Lord. And I will see you guys again real soon. Don't forget to tune in to next Friday. You will hear from one of our lovely, lovely, lovely voices. One of the queens that is powerful with the Word of God. So I'm excited for what God has in store for her to share on with you guys again, with all of us, next week Friday. So thank you guys so much, and have a blessed week, you guys. Bye.
back here and give you guys an opportunity for those of you that don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I just want to let you know that it is not too late. According to Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So I just want to let you know that it is not too late. You can make that decision now. If you want, go ahead and say this short prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that you, God, have raised him, Jesus, from the dead. And I thank you, Father, that I am now saved according to the word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And for those of you that are wanting to rededicate your life to Christ, say this short prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess that I have sinned, and I thank you, Father, that you are faithful and just, and that you have forgiven me of my sins and cleansed me from all unrighteousness according to your word in 1 John 1:9. In Jesus' name I pray.